Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. What do you read to keep apprised of current events? How do you keep apprised?
That's a great question. So, and a lot of people ask me it. First of all, I read Twitter religiously. And one of the things, and I should say, I read very, very quickly, which helps a lot. So if somebody tweets an article, I actually read the article. I don't ever retweet something without reading it. And I actually read stuff through. So what that gives me is generally a sense of what the landscape of the country looks like on that day. Then the next place I go is to Josh Marshall at Talking Points Memo, because he and his young reporters, or at least new reporters, are really good about giving you backstories and following stories through. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to go with anything he writes about. But sometimes he'll say, oh, wait, I'm looking at this and this is interesting. And if Josh Marshall's looking at it, I know I should be too. Then from that, I go through the major newspapers of the country and the major websites. And most of the time, if one does that, you will see that they're all telling the exact same story. And often those stories are not ones that to me are very interesting because I've already seen those stories before. I am much more likely to pick something up off Twitter and see, for example, that the Marines, as they did 2 days ago, outlawed the use of Confederate imagery anywhere. Now, that story I saw from a Marine in its original memo from the Marines. I didn't pick it up from somebody else. So one of the things that I look for is things that seem significant to me as a political historian, and I'm usually getting those off Twitter. And the many people I follow who have great information on Twitter. That being said, I talked about this, the letters being crowdsourced. I often get really good tips from readers. So one of the things that surprised me is when COVID first hit, I had a reader who wrote to me privately and said, you know, Columbus has just canceled the Arnold. And I'm like, the what? And he wrote back and said, the Arnold, it's a bodybuilding professional fighting expo. And it's a really big deal because it brings hundreds of thousands of people to downtown Columbus and all that. And I'm thinking, I have never heard of this. But I looked into it and I was like, oh my God, he's right. This is the first time a major place has canceled some major event. This should belongs in the letters. So it went into the letters and I honestly felt a little bit funny about it. And then, of course, now that they're doing recaps of closures over COVID, that's the first big one. And I, honest to God, would never have known anything about it had it not been this reader in Columbus who said, you should be paying attention to this. This really matters. And I get probably at least 5 tips a day from people saying, did you see this? You know, is this something real? Is this something I should be worried about? And at least one of them every day is a story that the national media should be following and hasn't seen yet. So as I say, a lot of what I do is crowdsourced.
Do you watch any TV for news?
I don't watch TV at all. And I don't watch TV for news. I tried it when my partner and I first got together. He used to watch the news and I would get so angry saying, that story got changed. That story's not real. They don't know what they're talking about. That finally he's like, this relationship is going nowhere if we're going to watch the news. I suspect he still sneaks it in occasionally if I'm not here, but we don't watch the TV news.
Do you think that the country would be better if more actual historians ran for office and held office?
So, you know, it's so funny. People ask me all the time to run for office. And here's my take on that. Historians are our national storytellers. We're the record keepers. And we do know a lot about how societies change. But that does not mean we have the skill set to run for office. Some of us do, but most of us do not. You know, my fantasy about my life was always that I would sit in the bottom of a library and see no one and just read congressional documents and write books that nobody would read. That's my happy place. So should more of us be in office? I think the historians for whom that is a calling absolutely should be in office, but so should the bus drivers and so should the restaurateurs and so should the bank managers and so should the lawyers. You know, we need more people running for office with different perspectives. I think historians should be speaking up, but does that mean we should be running for elective office? I think it depends on the person.
But everyone who is in office should seek to learn about history, correct?
I think everybody should seek to learn about history. You know, it's a story of how and why things happen. It's the story we tell about our nation. And the same way you tell a story about your own life, we tell a story about our nation's life. And what that story is matters a lot for the steps that we're going to be taking in the future.
Thank you again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.